Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Inside Edition ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
Princess Kate's cancer diagnosis.
This, of course, came as a huge shock.
How she told the children.
It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis.
Her message to the world and what top doctors are saying today.
The world is going to be looking to her to see how she fights it.
And they found Riley's body.
We're joining you guys with terrible breaking news. The tragic ending for the college student who vanished after a night of partying.
Then the woman who faked her own kidnapping.
Miss Russell faked a kidnapping, duped the community.
Her tearful apology.
I made a grave mistake.
And are sunglasses too dangerous to wear while driving? The bride-to-be who lost her eye in a car accident.
Shards of glass shredded her right eye.
Her brave decision to carry on with the wedding and the warning she wants everyone to know about. And is your guy glued to the TV watching March Madness?
I cannot sit for hours by him.
Survival guide for March Madness widows.
Going a little nuts here.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Kelly, and today for Deborah. After weeks of rumors and conspiracy theories about her health and whereabouts, we now know Kate Middleton has cancer. In a stunning video, the future queen explained to the world that after she had abdominal surgery in January, doctors found cancer. Les Trent has the latest.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family.
Princess Kate has cancer. The stunning announcement was made by the princess herself in a courageous address to the world.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
The announcement was taped at a BBC studio in Windsor. I spoke with CBS correspondent Ian Lee outside Buckingham Palace.
Can you tell me what the reaction has been over there?
Yeah, Les, you know, the people are pretty shocked right now. There has been a lot of speculation about where Kate was, what has happened to her. No one really thought that it was cancer. So this video that came out really puts a lot of those rumors to rest, or the palace may hope it does, because that rumor mill was working in overdrive.
Networks broke into programming to bring the news the moment it was released after weeks of speculation about Kate's health.
We do not know, and we will not necessarily find out immediately what type of cancer she is getting treatment for.
LA gynecologist Dr. Lisa Masterson was one of millions of Americans who watched Kate's moving announcement.
The fact that she's 42, how does that impact her treatment?
Being younger is always good because it just means the body's healthier, is able to fight fight things off, has a better immune system. All those kind of things go in her favor. So, you know, I think and as far as she's probably getting the best medical care that there is on the planet, the world is going to be looking to her to see how she fights it.
Dr. Jonathan Reiner tells CNN Kate may be suffering from colorectal cancer.
Colorectal cancer is the third most common form of cancer in the world, and we're seeing it more frequently in young people and people under the age of 50.
Speculation about Kate's health reached fever pitch when Princess Kate released a family photo that was obviously photoshopped. And after this video of her shopping with Prince William, now the truth is out, and the whole world is wishing Kate a speedy recovery.
I am well. I'm getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both.
Ever since her wedding to Prince William 13 years ago, poll after poll has found Kate to be the most popular member of the royal family. And immediately after the release of her video came a shower of support from around the world.
The world was introduced to Kate Middleton in 2010. There couldn't have been a happier couple during their first joint interview.
It was a total shock when it came, and very excited.
Their wedding at Westminster Abbey was broadcast worldwide in 2011 and sealed with a kiss. It didn't take long for Kate to become a mom, Prince George. The birth of Princess Charlotte followed 2 years later, then little Louis. He's the rambunctious one in the family, often stealing the show. Kate was seen as the perfect mom and the picture of good health, which is what makes her cancer diagnosis so shocking. In recent years, her relationship with her sister-in-law, Meghan Markle, has been fodder for gossip and speculation. It came to a head during Meghan's blockbuster interview with Oprah, where she said Kate made her cry.
A few days before the wedding, she was upset about something pertaining to, yes, the issue was correct, about flower girl dresses, and it made me cry.
Now, the difficult tasks as the little ones, including the future King George, learn to deal with her devastating diagnosis.
It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
And Prince Harry and wife Meghan put their differences with William and Kate aside to send a message saying they are wishing health and healing for Kate and her family, a sentiment shared by millions around the world. We also wish Kate the best. Now the news, the family of the college student who disappeared in Nashville had been dreading. Today, authorities confirmed a body pulled from a river was indeed 6'7" Riley Strain. He got separated from his fraternity brothers as he left a bar intoxicated and somehow ended up in the water. Megan Alexander is in Nashville with the latest.
A sad ending today in the search for Riley Strain, the college student who went missing after he stumbled out of a Nashville bar 2 weeks ago.
We're joining you guys with terrible breaking news here by the Cumberland River.
Riley's body surfaced early Friday morning in the Cumberland River, 8 miles downstream from where he was last seen alive.
There are no signs of foul play at this time. Mr. Strain still had the shirt on that he was wearing, still had the watch, and other identifying factors that helped us identify who he is.
The 6'7" University of Missouri senior was in Nashville on spring break with his fraternity brothers, partying at country star Luke Bryan's bar. He was last seen on surveillance cameras wandering the city streets alone in his distinctive two-tone shirt. Police now say that Riley most likely fell in the river and drowned. Using his height and weight, police calculated when his body might resurface. They were proven correct.
Normally, under these circumstances, with his height and weight, that he could have surfaced between 14 and 20 days. This is the 14th day.
Our hearts just go out to his parents right now as they're grieving. They were hoping for a miracle. They were hoping for Riley Strain to be found healthy and alive, but unfortunately, that's not the case here.
The Nashville mayor says he can't imagine the heartbreak Riley's parents are going through, adding he is working to make the city safer. She made national news for faking her own kidnapping. After a massive search, Carly Russell reappeared telling cops she had been abducted and held against her will. But it was all a lie. Now the 25-year-old nursing student is in court to learn her fate. Stephen Fabian reports.
The nursing student who made national headlines when she faked her own kidnapping is finally facing the music.
How do you plead?
25-year-old Carly Russell was driving home from work when she called 911 to say she was pulling over to help a toddler she had seen on the side of the highway.
What is he wearing?
It's a white t-shirt, and it doesn't look like he has any pants on. It looks like a diaper.
Then she vanished. Her phone, wig, and purse were found near her vehicle.
Her vehicle's unlocked, running.
Russell's baffling disappearance triggered a huge search and national attention. 2 days later, she returned home on foot. She told cops she had been kidnapped and imprisoned by a man with orange hair and a bald spot. But authorities were suspicious, saying Carly Russell had researched the phrase Amber Alert and watched the kidnap movie Taken. She was charged with two counts of falsely reporting an incident. Russell appeared in court in Birmingham, Alabama, to learn her fate and faced withering criticism from the judge and prosecutor. She choked with emotion.
I made a grave mistake while trying to fight through various emotional issues and stress.
The judge gave Russell a suspended sentence and ordered her to pay $17,000 in restitution. And the police chief is not happy. Were you hoping this woman received a harsher punishment?
I did think that maybe, a few days in jail, at least to teach her a lesson. We spent a lot of time and resources, and when we're spending time and resources on a hoax, we're not taking care really of the other issues that we have in the city.
Carly Russell's lawyer says he's happy the judge didn't try to make an example out of her, handing down a punishment typical for first-time misdemeanor offenders. She was a bride-to-be, counting down to the happiest day of her life. Then just months before the big day, she was involved in a minor accident. All would have been okay if she hadn't been wearing sunglasses because they shattered from the car's airbag, causing her to lose an eye. She spoke with Allison Hall.
Hannah Oliver was getting all set for her wedding when disaster struck.
It was a beautiful day. Like, the last thing I thought was that my life was going to change really in a blink of an eye.
Hannah was driving her car when another motorist pulled out in front of her. There was a collision and her airbag deployed. But the sheer force of the airbag shattered the sunglasses she was wearing. Shards of glass shredded her right eye.
Like, soon as it happened, my eye deflated right on impact. My retina was detached and my optic nerve was severed. So there was no saving my eye, all because of my sunglasses.
But she still went through with her wedding. Her injury was there for everyone to see.
I wanted it to be about me and him, and it was a beautiful ceremony.
Just remember this.
Hannah has since been fitted for a prosthetic eye, an emotionally draining ordeal.
It's hard for me to see myself like this. And I'm really uncomfortable. It's going to take me a little while to just adjust to this.
Hannah says she never expected her sunglasses could prove to be so dangerous. Now she's created a line of shatterproof sunglasses called the Blue Eye.
Guys, I just hit this with a sledgehammer multiple times, and it is not breaking.
It will never shatter into like a million pieces like my glasses did.
Ophthalmologist Dr. Christopher Starr says Hannah has hit on a good idea.
Protect your eyes with shatterproof, impact-resistant lenses.
Even while driving?
Even while driving.
So the last thing you think when you're spending like $300 on glasses, I would leave you blind, but I did.
Hannah is now pushing for new regulations that would make it mandatory for lenses to be made out of stronger material. We'll be back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Next.
The house.
Shocking new video. The momfluencer convicted of starving her children. What happened when her child ran for help?
We received a report of an emaciated juvenile.
And is your guy glued to the TV watching March Madness?
I cannot sit for hours by him.
Survival guide for March Madness widows.
Going a little nuts here.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
It was his lifelong dream to come face to face with a gorilla. Now all he has to do is look behind him.
Injured or not, this tourist in a stretcher is determined to catch sight of a gorilla. So local guides carried him up a mountain in Rwanda on the stretcher. And look who shows up right behind him. It's a black-backed gorilla. The tourist, who suffered a shoulder injury, says seeing the gorilla even on a stretcher was the experience of a lifetime.
An incredible moment there. And she was the popular momfluencer who dished out advice to millions on YouTube. Then Ruby Frankie was found guilty of child abuse. Now for the first time, we are seeing the moment she was put in cuffs. Les Trent has details.
Police officers, open up!
It's just released body cam video of armed cops raiding the home of former mom influencer Ruby Frankie and her co-host to uncover horrific child abuse.
Step out of the house.
Go. Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand dispensed parenting advice on social media to 2.5 million followers with an emphasis on tough love. But paramedics were moved to tears by what they found inside their multi-million dollar home. A traumatized child sat motionless in a closet, undernourished and too terrified to talk.
Are you scared?
It's okay if I just sit here with you. We don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
The shocking videos are featured on a 2020 episode airing tonight.
It's also heartbreaking to see that officer coax the little girl out of that closet.
Absolutely. And it was hours of gentle talking that got her to open up. And finally, he said, do you want some pizza? And that's what got her out of that closet.
Cops were called to the home in an upscale neighborhood in Utah after Frankie's 12-year-old son escaped and fled to a neighbor's home.
We received a report of an emaciated juvenile that had duct tape around his extremities. That was asking for food and water.
He was treated by paramedics at the scene.
Look to your left.
As handcuffs closed over Ruby Frankie's wrists, her brutal reign of terror came to an abrupt end.
Do you need medical attention before you go to the jail?
The two-hour 2020 special Ruby Frankie from Momfluencer to Felon airs tonight on ABC and streams tomorrow on Hulu.
Still to come, is your guy glued to the TV watching March Madness?
I cannot sit for hours by him.
Survival guide for March Madness widows.
Going a little nuts here. It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy. The only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing.
Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. See for Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
March Madness is on with more than 30 games this weekend. And if your husband is one of the millions glued to the TV, you may need our survival guide for March Madness widows.
March Madness is here. But all the hoopla isn't so thrilling for many wives and girlfriends across the USA. There's actually a name for them, March Madness widows. How so? Well, some dudes are watching as many as 16 basketball games in one day.
Who else's husband is in their man cave right now looking like this?
Her husband is turning his March Madness obsession into a multimedia event. Just count all those TVs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What are we doing during March Madness? Because I cannot sit for hours by him.
Glad you asked. I spoke with Allie Hunt. She jokes that she won't see her husband again until after the finals in April.
Where is he right now?
He's on the couch. There he is.
Why are you so obsessed with March Madness?
I love basketball. This is like my national holiday.
Living in my own madness here.
She even has March Madness survival tips on how she gets through the next few weeks.
My number one tip is going shopping. This is the time where you could get those purchases under the radar. Another great thing to do when they're glued to the games is the kids will just kind of sit there with him, so I could have a lot more girls' nights, and organizing the house without having another opinion there is also a good benefit.
This March Madness widow came up with a nifty idea. She put a basket of clean laundry in front of her husband to fold. And here's something you may not know. March Madness is the most popular time of the year for men to get a vasectomy.
Because of the recovery time associated with a vasectomy, it's a perfect excuse for guys to just literally sit on the couch and just watch games.
Still to come, Beyonce's Texas Hold'em with a twist. Finally today, bet you can't do this.
It's a fresh take on Beyonce's hit song, Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas.
Texas Hold'em, hula hoop style.
Lay our cards down, 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 down.
Now that's impressive. And that's Inside Edition for today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you right back here next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.